back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Fulton Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County Auditor's Office is our Auditor, Jane Heumann, as well as Deputy Auditor, Billy Hoskins, and GSI performer extraordinaire, Michelle Fields, joining us here. Today, we're talking about the Temporary Redistricting Commission that's been set up here in Greene County as far as the Census Bureau is concerned with the 2020 census data that's going to be presented as far as whether or not the county needs to redistrict. And so first of all, Billy, this only happens once every 10 years, so I'm guessing the general public does not kind of remember or understand, for lack of another phrase, how the Temporary Redistricting Commission works. So in general terms, can you kind of tell us of how the commission is formed, what the commission's responsibilities are, and what they do as far as the final product is concerned?
By code, the Board of Supervisors had to appoint a temporary redistricting commission by May 15th. Because the makeup of our board is all Republicans, they could choose to appoint three of the five people on the redistricting commission, and then they had to go to the Democratic Party chair and ask them if they had two names to appoint to this temporary commission. The five people that the board approved was Christine Henning, Dale Hanneman, Mary Jane Fields, Guy Richardson, and Jenny Wessling. We are hoping to have a first meeting of the redistricting commission sometime the week of September 13th to start the process of looking at our overall population. Since we have five supervisors, the county has to be broke up into five districts. What they have to look at is they have to look at our population, then the breakdown of the five districts to make sure that they are as equal as possible in population. Once they've approved that, then it has to go back to the Board of Supervisors. They have to have a public hearing, and then the board has to approve it. And then we send our plan on to the Secretary of State's office for approval. As far as we know, this all has to be done by the 15th of October.
Okay. And so, Jane, there are different ways in which, you know, people vote for their supervisors and how the supervisor districts look, different types that are out there. We were talking before we got on the air here that you were explaining there's a type 1, 2, and 3. Can you describe what those three types are and which one Greene County falls under?
The three types, the type 1 is where all supervisors, whether there are three or five, can live anywhere within that county and everybody gets to vote for them. There are no districts. Type 2, which is what Greene County is, we have to have five districts and each supervisor has to reside within that district, but everyone has all supervisors to vote for at large on their ballot. Type 3 has all supervisor districts with the supervisor residing in that district, and only the people who live within that district get to vote for a supervisor.
Billy, obviously, with this last one taking place in 2010, that meant that that commission at that time had numbers to look at from 2000, which was the previously approved map, to the 2010 map. Was there any big changes, adjustments that had to be made between those two maps from 2000 to 2010?
Yes. In 2000, our population was above 10,000. In 2010, it dropped to around 9,300. So we had to shift the boundary lines considerably to make it all fit within the five supervisor districts. Also, because we have five supervisors, three of those supervisor districts have to dip into the city of Jefferson. So depending on where the population shifts, that could change greatly too.
This all kind of starts with you, Michelle, as the numbers person that puts together these proposals for maps. Can you kind of just explain to us what your role is and the information that you have to consider when you're looking at drawing up these districting maps?
My process starts by downloading the data from the Census Bureau and then getting it into a format that's usable to make the maps. And I tried to use our existing district boundaries, but because we've had another drop in population, the groups are too big, and I'll have to redraw the lines.
Jean, I understand that when the new census comes out, hopefully the process isn't supposed to start as late as what we're seeing it this year. What's the reasons that you can point to as far as why the process seems to be delayed this year as opposed to, say, 2010 or even 2000?
Initially, we were supposed to receive the census data by, I believe, beginning of April. And that was all held up, I'm presuming, due to COVID and getting all the information. I honestly don't know what all the delays were, but we just got preliminary information, Michelle.
The files were available for download from the Census Bureau's website on August 20th. And even with that, the data that was available was not in as compact and usable a form as it was in 2010. So a lot of people in my position throughout the state are having to scramble and massage the data to make it usable for their commission.
So, Billy, back to the Temporary Redistricting Commission. When Michelle does her thing and she compiles all the data and presents the map, does the commission look at one choice? Do they look at multiple choices before they ultimately decide, like you had previously said, on one to bring to the supervisors?
Michelle tries to have at least three proposals to put in front of them. Then they can look at the three proposals, or they also have an option to go back and redraw their own if they so choose with Michelle's assistance. But ultimately, they should pick one plan to send to the Board of Supervisors, set up a public hearing for the Board of Supervisors to approve.
Now, why is this, Jane, all important for people to know about as far as having five as equal districts as possible within Greene County? Why is it important for people and for your office to have that information in place?
It's just for equal representation. People have the right to have the proper number within each district so that we're not favoring some party or location in the county for who has a say and who's elected where.
Okay. But Billy, like back to you, you were saying that ultimately before the supervisors make their final decision on whatever map they choose, the people do get to have a say during a public hearing.
Yes, mm-hmm. There will be a public hearing set. And that won't be said, of course, until after the Redistricting Commission meets and approves whatever plan they want to set forward. But we do have to have the information to the Secretary of State's office by the 15th of October.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Michelle Fields, who's the GIS coordinator, along with Greene County Auditor Jane Hewen and Deputy Auditor Billy Hoskins, talking to us about the Temporary Redistricting Commission for Greene County. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.